This is Clint Bradley, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Sea birds of white lightning, cutting wounds into the sky. White horses on the lake tops, and a sheet of rain 5 miles wide. The herd is getting edgy as the cowboy starts his ride. He's gotta find the boss. This herd may stampede tonight. Oh, the lightning ride, the lightning ride. The devil's riding herd on the earth tonight. The lightning ride, the lightning ride. The Lord delivered me from the lightning ride. Thundercloud battleships hanging low in the sky, sending down the rain that stings the cowboy's eyes. The trail is getting narrow in the canyon that you find. Just then the lightning strikes, and you can hear the cowboy cry. Riding herd on the earth tonight. The lightning ride, the lightning ride. The Lord delivered me from the lightning
It's a gorgeous day in Godalming, even the children, you can hear them. It's a packed Godalming park, and with me is Clint Bradley. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Good afternoon.
It's great, because we've been playing your music on the channel for quite a long time, and you've been number one in the Hot Disc charts. And
yeah, I was absolutely knocked out with that.
I was talking to Stuart the other day. He said you had a new one coming out, but you're waiting to do a video.
We are. We're hoping to film a video within the next few months. We want a particular guy to do it for us, so we're quite excited about that. Yeah.
Good. So where are you based?
I'm in the New Forest. We're all southern based. Tell a lie. Dave is actually in South Wales, our lead guitarist, although he hails from the Garden County of Kent. But I'm in the New Forest. Danny, whose percussion is in Southampton, and Connie, My bassist is in Portsmouth, so we're fairly centred around the south coast.
So it's a bit of a nice local gig in a way, this one.
Yeah, this is probably at the moment, so far this year, the most local we've done, although we've got some coming up in August. We've got the Wickham Festival, and then we're doing Hail in Ireland, which we're looking forward to, and also one in Southampton, so that's right on the doorstep, so that'll be fun.
Because your style of country music is going back in time to the old Western movies, the Hopalong Cassidy, and Gene Autry, which you just just sang. Sorry about folks the background, but kids will be kids.
What an ice cream!
The
Western music, my sort of passion in life, has been since childhood. Obviously, Marty Robbins was like for a great many of us was the entry point, but then Sons of the Pioneers, Gene Autry, all of them really, and then of course with the advent of the internet, being able to search things out a lot easier for all of us, it opened another door, so we were able to find out a lot more of the history behind the songs, the artists, and everything that goes along with it. But it is the love of my life. It's what I love. I just love playing the music so much, really,
So how long's the band been together?
We put this band together in 2015. I'd been this lineup. We started before that with another guitarist and steel player who had to, unfortunately, through health reasons, come off the road. But this lineup we put in place in 2015. Dave came on board, and I think you'll agree it's the perfect unit. It's all acoustic. There's absolutely no trickery. It's as pure as the driven snow. Upright bass, two acoustic guitars, one snare and a set of brushes.
She can really slap that bass.
She can indeed. Yes, she can indeed. Yeah. We're just looking at. Although I write my own songs, what I want to do is just bring people the experience as if they were hearing it around the campfire, or indeed, something like they would have seen back in the day in the Ryman or the Opry. It's a very very much a listening kind of music. To my mind, a lot of the bigger country music festivals, the whole thing's becoming a lot more rock orientated, which, not to take away from that, it's for a certain type of the part of the audience, it works. But this music is very much, it belongs in a honky tonk or a small theatre. It's a sit down and listen kind of thing. I think the trick of it is, if it works purely acoustically, if you can sing it around the campfire, the rest is gravy,
Yeah. So do you find it difficult to get gigs in the UK, because you're going to get your country music clubs that they want to dance, and it's not line dancing music.
No.
And other venues, so it must be a little bit.
It is.
But you do a lot of rock and roll gigs, don't you? Because they appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, we're finding our way at the moment now. The British country scene, as you've said, is a strange beast to navigate. When we first started playing, I expected, you see a lot of people in Western gear and that, and you immediately think they're going to know the ins and outs of Western music, which of course is far from the truth. And that's fine, we've sort of learnt that there are some festivals which are strictly for line dancers, some that aren't. What we tend to do, or what promoters I think are finding, is they book us to fill the gap, so that there's an audience within that audience that actually want to sit down and listen to some songs again, so we're kind of going down that road, but we're kind of having to make our own gigs. So like this year, we're very fantastic news, we're playing the new Americana Festival for Chris Jackson, which we're really excited about, the Jacksonville. I'm really hoping that's going to kick off again, because we need that in the UK. I'm in the same boat as the Outlaw Country guys. When they come over, they play their own gigs, 100 Club, you know, or in each town they play an alternative venue, because, you know, you're never going to see Dale Watson at a British Country Festival, you know, which is strange, I think, but it's the fact, you know. This is Clint Bradley, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
With the embers of the campfire glowing, way down in the evening light, there's a dream of a cowboy knowing that he'll be home tonight. Home is where the heart is, in the land of the tumbleweed, for the creaking of the saddle is all a cowboy needs. Six guns, spurs, and saddles, and the dream of a time long past. But as long as it lives inside your heart, the wild, wild west will last. Oh, the wild, wild west will last. The freedom to believe again is a gift that we all own. So saddle up for the wild, wild west, and let your spirit roam. Sweet dreams of a prairie rose to return to every night. Oh, a simple dream of a hearth and home. What more do you want from life? Six guns, spurs, and saddles, and the dream of a time long past. But as long as it lives inside your heart, the wild, wild west will last. Oh, the wild, wild west will last. Far away, the wild, wild west will call you home as long as you keep the faith. You don't need a reason, the dream is yours to own. No matter what the doubters tell you, the west will call you home. Six guns, spurs, and saddles, and the dream of a time long past. But as long as it lives inside your heart, the wild, wild west will last.
Well, now six guns, spurs, and saddles,
and the dream of a time long past. But as long as it lives inside your heart, the wild, wild west will last. Oh, the wild, wild west will last. It's a wild, wild west will last. Oh, the wild, wild west will last. Oh, the wild.
Scandinavia has been fantastic for us, because the kids there, a lot of younger people want to know about the history of country music. You've got a lot of Western swing, you've got things going on where they're looking right back to the beginning. They're buying a lot of vinyl, listening to the kind of stuff that where we come from. So it's a great ready-made audience for us. And the festivals too, especially, you know, the in Scandinavia, Spain, you find that the bill is beginning to evolve into a very interesting mixture of contemporary country acts, you know, which I think is what people want to see. You've got, you know, it's for people like me, we're sort of in the middle of this. There's this middle ground that you've either got the major artists on the major labels, the O2, country to country thing, which we're obviously a million miles away from. Then on the other hand, you've got the more hip kind of Americana, folkier side of country music. Then in the middle is where I sit, which is I'm finding more and people are like me. They're finding they. So you're kind of I say an alternative, but there is a mood of new promoters coming along and saying, you know, I want to put on a listening gig, I want you to play, do your thing, you know, and they put seats out. And
so it's have you taken it to America at all?
Yeah, I started it on my own in America. I was in the States in the late 90s in the Northwest, and I started on open mic nights. And it was going really well. I didn't have a band at the time, but my problem was I didn't have the artist visa. So I was warned that I needed to really get out, you know, and come back. So, which is a shame because I built up, and I was just doing guitar and basically sitting on a stool singing Western songs, but it was going fantastically at the time. I got an American manager, and that was really good. And when I came back, I concentrated, because without the backing of a major label, and this is like, you know, this is the nitty gritty of the if you haven't got that kind of support, it's nearly impossible to get a work visa and go above board. And if you go under the curtain, you're just going to run into problems. So what we're doing right now is we're talking to there's some people in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a shop there called Out West, and they've been sponsoring me now since the first album, since Riding After Midnight. They send me, they're marvellous people. They're very supportive of the whole genre, but they've been extremely kind to me, and they are working on getting us over there, the whole band, hopefully next year. The moment they're trying to put together some corporate sponsorship, take us over, and the idea being that we would play maybe some shows in New Mexico, Albuquerque, and some in Arizona, possibly a few in Texas, and also California. We would play it at the Autry Museum.
Oh, wonderful.
Which for me would be a phenomenal experience. So, you know, we're keeping our fingers. We're working on it right now. I've done so well with airplay in the US, which I'm really grateful for. And the emails I get, people are always initially surprised that I'm UK based. They think I'm based there. You see.
Well, they think I'm based in Nashville. And I'm here.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's crazy.
It's the same with me. And I. But the music, you know, the music is the music. It affects. I always say this, you know, it doesn't matter what genre of music you're passionate about. It can affect you wherever you are. You can't, some of us are further away from the source than we'd like to be, but you get on with it, you know.
Well, Clint, it's been great talking to you. We'll play some music in between this interview, I know people are going to love it even more and more. And just thank you very much.
It's my absolute pleasure. This is Clint Bradley, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Out of the west it came like a hurricane into my soul, blowing across me, around and above me. The wind of the west sweetly blows over the mountains and under the moon, out on a prairie of blue. Stars shine like diamonds and nightbirds sing harmony to the soul of the west. On a mountainside, one snowy night, I said a prayer. I asked the Lord if he would fix it for me to return back here on my island, deep down in the shine, on the night when the wind sings its tune. I look above me and watch the clouds traveling through to the soul of the west.
I've been yearning to feel the wind on my face, to be back on the mountain with the eagle again. Here on the other side of the great divide, I wonder when I will feel the soul of the West again. Soul of the West. So I keep the dream that's inside of me until the day that I stand beside snow-capped mountainside. Once again, maybe this time there'll be some peace of mind. Somebody somewhere will say, you don't have to go back this time, you can stay with the soul of the West, the soul of the West, the soul of the West, by the soul of the West. Ah, the soul of the West. Oh, 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 the soul of the West. Soul of the West. Oh, the soul of the West. The soul of the West.